Foxy 107, 104, your only station for today's R&B and classic. So I have on the line actress Miss Lynn Whitfield of stage, of film, of TV. You've been traveling around the country getting the word out about the November election. How has that been working for you, and how have things been going for you?
How it goes for me is very much dependent upon all of responsible citizens standing up and looking at their personal interests and being all fired up to join this grassroots campaign and get out there and reelect Barack Obama. And I'm experiencing tremendous enthusiasm out there on the road. We had a good old time in Fort Lauderdale. I was in beauty shops and barber shops and soul food eateries, and people are really excited and, you know, on the ground making it happen.
And North Carolina was one of the states that pretty much put the president over the top to win the election. Now we've got this thing called the voter ID suppression issue that some people may not be aware that, you know, it could possibly pass here in North Carolina. So what do you say to our Foxy listeners as far as encouraging the vote?
Well, here is the thing. It's not just important to vote now. These voter suppression laws that they're trying to put to enforce now, to pass now, deal with registration and that whether or not you are eligible to vote. So we can't wait until November the 6th to go into the ballot box. We have to make sure that all of the papers are in order that make you eligible to vote. That's the issue right now. I think from the other side, they saw the excitement, the enthusiasm, the power of early voting. And so all of that is being dissuaded, and you know, their efforts being made to confuse and all. So what's important is to not wait till the last minute, to go to gottavote.org. And go to your local field offices, Obama for America field offices, and see what those criteria are. Make sure you understand them. And that's starting from now, because I don't know what the cutoff date is in North Carolina for registration.
Yeah, I think it's 30 days, 29 days before the November election. So you need to be registered and make sure you are registered to vote. And, you know, I encourage people to.
So September and October are crucial. You know, really, September is so crucial, because if you're not registered, what, 20 days or so before the campaign, you won't be able to vote. So you've got to read the small print, make sure you know, and not only get yourself registered, but that neighbor, that friend of yours who may not be aware of it, to do what grassroots movements do, and that is working for the people, by the people. And so you need to get out there and help other people to get registered as well. And be sure to check in with a field office or online and make sure you understand what it is you need to be a legal voter in the state of North Carolina and what your deadlines are. That is of the utmost importance. It's amazing how the state has, you know, supported the president, put him over the top the last time, taken on so many of the things that are in his platform in terms of innovation. And
well, thank you so much, Lynn Whitfield, for your time. What projects are you currently working on?
I tell you, I'm becoming the independent queen. I just finished a project in Pennsylvania called North Star, about an abolitionist. I've done so many, and, you know, it's no good to talk about them until you know. That's the thing about independent filmmaking. You got to know where it's going to be distributed. So they're all out there, you know, working on it right now to see where they will be distributed. But I've had so much fun. I mean, in the last 6 months, in terms of the characters I've played, I've killed somebody, saved somebody, freed somebody, and died myself. I'm telling you, it's just, it's very interesting, because I get to take on these characters and their stories and and bring them to life. So I'm kind of excited about where things are headed. And I'd love to come back on your show and talk about them when I do know where they're going to be released.
Okay, and you definitely play some very strong roles on everything that you have accomplished throughout your career. And thumbs up to you and keep doing what you do, sister girl. Seriously, you are a very strong actress.
I just love what I do so much. And it's crazy, but I'm starting to love it more than I did before and feel freer in it to do more and different kinds of things. So, yeah, I'm excited. Thank you so much for supporting me, and thank you so much for keeping your finger on the pulse of all the people of North Carolina and, you know, getting the word out there and making it happen. I sure appreciate what you do as well.
God bless you, Lynn Whitfield.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.